From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is condemning North Korea's nuclear test Friday, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. Mr. Obama said he spoke by phone with both South Korea and the Japanese leaders who, he said, agreed to implement new sanctions against the North to demonstrate North Korea that there are consequences to its unlawful and dangerous actions. In announcing its nuclear tests, North Korea called it part of responsive measures to threats and sanctions from the U.S. and enemies denying their strategic position as a nuclear state. Members of the U.S. Congress Friday held an observance on the steps of the Capitol, marking the 15th anniversary of the terror attacks on the U.S., which killed nearly 3,000 people, changing how the country views its security forever. The U.S. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
We are not here to relive that tragedy. We are here to remember it and to honor its memory. None of us would ever choose to go through that day again, but all of us must choose what it is we take away from it. I think of the firefighters, the people who went rushing into danger when the whole world was running away from it.
The U.S. Department of Defense was among the sites that came under attack. An American Airlines Flight 77 was hijacked, crashing into the Pentagon, killing all passengers on board the plane and 125 people in the building. More observances are planned for Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Friday that would allow families of the victims of the September 11th attacks to sue the Saudi Arabian government for allegedly supporting terrorism, despite White House threats to veto the measure. This is